All right, we are now joined by our Gander Truck Championship Crew Chief Jeff Stankiewicz, and very special. This is our first media center interview since March. Very special one. So we'll do this a little bit different. So if you have, or if you're in the deadline room, have a question, please raise your hand and use that mic in the back, the stand-up mic there. If you're in the press box or working remote, please use the raise your hand tool in Zoom like you have for the past few months. Jeff, you want to just kick us off with some opening comments, winning the championship on that final overtime restart. Outstanding job by you and your team.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was we struggled all day being just too loose. At one point, we were tight in the middle, loose off. And then I felt like we made some pretty big swings at it there that second segment, but it just wasn't enough. He was too free. Brett was definitely better than us at that point. And then as we went on, it was just looser and looser. And I was kind of at that point, with probably 10 to go, I thought, man, this thing's over for us. And at that point, even if the caution came out when it did, I didn't know that we could get back to where we were. But when it did come out, it was just we had no choice. We came in and put our four on. Luckily, I'd say 80% of the guys behind us came with us. So that was good. That helped us get that buffer. We had fallen off about a second and a half over the course of that run. So I felt like tires were going to be better. I just didn't know if there was enough time to do it. When it comes to restarts, I wouldn't want anybody other than Sheldon Creed driving that thing because he gets after it. He's a maniac on restarts. He gets everything he can. We've actually won a couple of our races this year because of his restart. So to see that caution come out was a relief for us. We came in, put tires on it, pumped the air pressure up, didn't put any gas in it, tightened it up some more for him, and I knew we were back in the game at that point. So it was a nerve-wracking last two laps for sure. It was a nerve-wracking race for us all in general, just having to race our teammates like we did early in the race and not being that great. But yeah, when it came out and then I knew we had a chance, and that's all we could do at that point was give him a fighting chance, and I knew he could do it. I had all the confidence in the world he could do it.
Okay, we'll open up with questions, and we'll start with Bob here in the media center.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Jeff, how different of a driver is Sheldon between when he won the ARCA championship and today?
Yeah, he's definitely a lot more focused. when we first started working together in ARCA, he was fast. He was had a lot of speed, bouncing off walls. We sit on several poles that year and leading races, had huge leads, and he'd just run it into the wall and it'd take us out of the race. And it took a while for him to understand what he needed to do to go win an ARCA championship. And then so in 2018, he got focused and he understood what he needed to do, and he did it. And I think we had ran 20 races that year and finished in the top five 18 times. So that was a big accomplishment for him to do that. And then to come back to go truck racing the next year, I think he was overly confident. And he didn't quite understand that the truck series is a whole different ballgame than the ARCA series when it comes to the competition and the drivers. I think it took him a while to realize that even though he is really good on restarts, nobody's going to give him anything. And they're going to ride on his quarter panel. They're going to block. They're going to move. And it's probably some of the hardest racing on a restart. And so I think he tried to overcompensate for that a lot. And that's what got him in a lot of bad positions last year. But so last year, he had to go through a huge learning curve. He had to still finish races. We did make some mistakes and wreck some trucks and stuff like that. But over this offseason now, with him working with Josh Wise, Josh has been an amazing helped Sheldon, and he's getting more and more better with his race craft through Josh. Just everything he does as far as his physical and his mental aspect of the sport and what he has to do. So as he gets older, he's getting more mature. I see that just away from the racetrack, and he understands what it takes, and he knows that there's people watching him right now, and he's focused, and he's trying to do the best he can. Like I said, I wouldn't want anybody else driving this truck right now. He is on his game since he got his first win earlier this year. He's been tough to beat, and he's mentally focused, and he's not laying down. He still works out every week. He goes meets with Josh, but yeah, it's a complete opposite Sheldon Creed from when I first started working with him. He's always had the speed, but it was just taming the speed and getting him to understand what he has to do to finish these things. And he's doing a great job right now.
Alex.
Hi, Alex Andreev with the Charlotte Observer. And kind of off of that, I mean, how decisive was that final call to pit? And did Sheldon initiate that? Because he'd said he had some influence in.
When the caution came out, I knew we were still in the top three or four. And I knew, being he's so good on restarts, that if we had lined up on the bottom, I felt that he could go to the bottom on the apron and probably clear those guys and get the lead on a restart, but I didn't know if our truck was good enough to hold him off for two laps. So I just asked him, I said, hey, if you can get the lead here, are you able to hold him off or not? I said, I don't think you are, but I want to know what you think. And he says, I don't think I can do it. I'm just way too loose. So at that point, we just had no choice but to pit. We had nothing to lose at that point because we were not going to win the race where we were. So as soon as he said he didn't think he could hold him off, I said, four tires. We pumped the air pressure up, didn't put any fuel in it. Tried to give him the best restart he could to get going, make sure it was tight enough. We wound up putting the tri-bar down. So at that point, I knew that when we all had a set of tires in the pits left, and I felt like half the field behind us would still come because at the same point they had nothing to lose. So there was going to be a not as big a buffer for the guys out front. And I felt like the guys out front too were going to probably get pretty aggressive with each other getting down the first corner. So once he said he didn't think he had the truck to hold him off, we had no choice but to pit.
Okay, we will go to Zoom now and kick it off with Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Looking at the season that you and Sheldon had together, what's the most memorable moment that stands out from the year for you?
Well, obviously this is going to be, but leading up to this, I would say probably winning that Daytona road course. We won Kentucky a few weeks earlier to a rain shortage race, but we did have speed in that race, and we put ourselves in position to win that race when the rain came. But the Daytona road course was pretty special. The fact it was the first Daytona road course for us to run, and it kind of put us in a position there to – now we've won on a mile and a half, we've won on a short track, and we've won on a road course. And so that makes it pretty special. We've been able to win on all these tracks, but that road course was pretty difficult for a lot of people. And for Sheldon, he never hesitated on it. From the first corner, he had speed. He knows what he's doing. It showed his patience. And really and truly, just to know we beat Brett, our teammate, who is one of the best drivers in the series, and he just went out there and beat Brett. And Brett raced us clean. He had an opportunity to move us, but the fact he beat Brett, it wasn't any type of rain shortened race, and the fact it was the first road course race at Daytona for us was just made it very special.
Perfect. Thank you. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you. Marty Sakala with the Rock Sports Network. Jeff, congratulations on the championship. After the final pit stop, once we had the choose fee, when Sheldon Creed, I believe, restarted in either the seventh or eighth position, did you think that it was going to be enough for Sheldon to gain all those spots on that final restart?
I was replaying or thinking about a lot of things in my head. And he asked, he said, what do you think we should do here? And I said, I think you need to take the bottom to open up the bottom lane, because I was afraid if he took the top, even if it was going to be the shorter lane for us, he was going to get trapped up top. But I felt like the way he is on the restarts, if he get a clear opening on the bottom, he can make some stuff happen. I felt confident he could do it. I knew he could do it. I didn't know if it was enough time to do it, but we fell off a second and a half on tires. So I knew it was going to be worth a lot, especially when Grant pitted earlier in the race. He only had about seven laps on his tires pitted, restarted 12th and drove all the way back up to second. So I know clean air is important, but that showed us that tires was pretty important as well. So the fact we had so many laps on our tires, I felt like we had the truck to beat there. I just didn't know if we had enough time to do it, but he got out there and made it happen. And I wasn't expecting him to be that 4, 5, 6 wide on the bottom, whatever it was. I haven't seen the replay of it yet, but I know he was down the bottom kicking up dust. And then I watched him go off into 4 one time, and the back end stepped out from under him, and he was still passing people. But I was confident we could do it. I just didn't know if we had enough time, but he made it happen.
You'll lose your mind watching that replay. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thanks a lot.
Looks like we have one more question, and that'll go to Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
And Jeff, on the subject of the tire call, the 98 had taken new tires a bit earlier in the event, and he had managed to make his way up through the field, but it had been more methodical over the course of a long run. Had you taken any note of what Enfinger's team had done? And did that influence your ultimate decision?
Yeah, it did. I mean, even if he didn't do that, we were still going to take tires at that point because we really had no choice. But yes, we did. My engineer and myself were talking about it when he pitted. I didn't realize he pitted at first until I saw a replay on TV. of them working on something. And then I saw he restarted around 12th or 10th, I think. And I actually got off the box and went to the computer and highlighted his car number on our timing and scoring so we could monitor to see how fast he made it. Because at that point, we were just looking at if the stage had got split to where the caution come out with roughly 30 laps to go, was it going to be worth taking tires or was it better to keep the track position? And when we saw him get all the way up to fourth, fifth, and then he passed everybody and got up to second, I was like, well, it's a no-brainer now. If the caution come out with 20 to go or 15 to go, I felt like we were going to pit regardless. And I feel like the whole field would have pitted at that point with that many laps left. But, yes, we were monitoring what he did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that looks like we have all the questions for you, Jeff. Congratulations again. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the rest of the night and the off season.
Thanks.